Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Welcome to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, Billy, did you do the intro with 2021? Because Ab's quite keen on the year.
Year of the corona. Fakeologist Radio, fakeologist.com.
We've all been going through this shit for 15 months, and here we are now. So, welcome to the call, Boogeyman, Delete the Elite, Linda Curtis, LSP, Pat, and myself. Hello.
Hello.
Yep, we're in Mad Max 2021.
God almighty.
Isn't that amazing? It was set in this year, Mad Max.
In Australia.
So, yeah. Where other people are, but Mark, sorry, mate, you were saying there.
Just to elaborate on the theory that they could be living longer than we suspect. A couple hundred years or whatever. It would make sense. On how, their plans seem to be generational and they kind of flow, this whole, David Icke likes to say, the totalitarian tiptoe. It just keeps going from decade to decade. So if you have people that are living longer, it would make sense on how the plan kind of goes from, decade to decade.
That would make sense to me, too, because we know they go by a different clock than we do.
Yeah.
They go by the sky clock and we go by their time. So why wouldn't they live longer and we die younger based on that same concept or whatever? Because they know everything to avoid because they created it. So,
Linda, what's the sky clock?
The sun and the moon and the stars and all their cycles.
Right. So just natural time as opposed to the...
Yeah, because they put the sky clock on everybody's wrist and everybody's phone. And that's the time they go by, and they never look up to see true reality.
Kind of like how we celebrate the New Year in January, when really you should celebrate it in March.
What's in January instead of March? The what?
The New Year. I mean, we celebrate the New Year January 1st, when really, I know some people celebrate it springtime, is the new year.
Well, that is the rebirth of the earth. I mean, that should be when...
Is it that right after the solstice, our new year? The normal new year, right after the solstice? Isn't that, or you think spring should be when we start the new year?
Well, if you take their, September means 7, so it's not really
right.
9. So, yeah. I mean, if you backtrack...
October.
It would be spring. Yeah, it would be spring as the new year when everything is coming to life again after a dormant winter. I mean, that would make perfect sense to me anyway.
Well, on a 10-month cycle instead of 12 months.
Yeah, because the ancient people always thought there was...
They added July.
Interjected by the Romans, didn't they?
Yeah, but this is... The ancient people always thought there was a 360-day year, which is the 360 degrees of a circle, which means the heavens are a circle and the earth is square because we can measure the earth, but we can't measure the heavens. And
I thought the 360 degrees was because that's the middle of how long the moon takes and how long the sun takes.
That's what they tell us, but it's a circle. Yeah, it's a circle, so that's also the compass and square of the matrix, because...
And and the degrees and the 360 is all supposed to be down to the Sumerians from their counting system.
Yeah.
But why? I'm just wondering, like, what is the benefit, or what? How is it detrimental to me? To when the New Year's is and all that stuff. Like, what does it matter? Like, I'm not going to live long. I'm not going to live more days just because I don't give a crap where the moon and the sun are.
Yeah, but what if you were in tune with that, and that in tuneness was how
if
you
I worship that
yeah. For instance, you can, it's better to clone plants on a waxing
moon. Yeah, where
moon.
You go, where you go after you leave this place? What if it has influence on that? That's all I'm asking, because I don't know.
You mean when it ends, I can't just be done? I have to do more after I die? Can I just die and just...
Loads more.
No.
You might become a star.
What a rip-off, man. I thought we had
Well, in terms of other cultures and other calendars, there are other calendars that other religions have, which do go off like lunar cycles and natural cycles. Mm-hmm. You know, thinking in terms of like particularly off the Islamic calendar. You know, I mean, the month of Ramadan has just ended. It's just Eid.
It's Eid.
Eid. Yeah. And you know, and that. You know, obviously the changes throughout our year off the Gregorian calendar that we've adopted here. You know, and across most of the. Certainly, I've covered most of the Western world. Not sure about the Eastern world, but yeah, it is. You know,
the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
I always thought that was such a bitchy sounding song. God, that song was back in the day.
Yeah. She was really pretty, actually. If you look her up, she's really pretty. But never mind. Pax, sorry,
saying? It's one of those songs with style over substance.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just talking about how different religions and things have different calendars than we do. You know, we have the Gregorian calendar, but our various dates are fixed in that calendar, whereas in other religions have calendars which are out of sync with our calendar, such as the Islamic calendar, where you know, Ramadan is, you know, and Eid, obviously at the end of Ramadan, you know, moves earlier and earlier in the year as it goes along.
Yeah. Is Eid global? Because I was trying to think about it. Right, okay.
I believe they added July and August to the calendars. You know, that's why it's thrown off, like September, October, November, December. I believe July and August are what, you know, they, after the Roman emperors, I believe.
Julius, July after Julius Caesar and the August after Augustus Caesar, interjected by the Romans. But obviously the Gregorian calendar was accepted quite a while afterwards, because that's why there's a different calendar. I don't know what it's called, but the Orthodox Church in Eastern Europe, with, you know, Russia and Greece and places there, they have Christmas and New Year a week later than in the the non-Orthodox Christian. Western Europe, Western world. But there are still different calendars that play there.
So what about the calendar where 9/11 is New Year? Which one of them is that? Is that the Hebrew?
But that would make perfect sense, because in the Bible, if you think about when Jesus was technically born, and even Christians will agree with you on this, that the sheep were being herded by the shepherds at the time that he was born, which could only be in harvest season, which would be September, and fall right around September 11th. So, I mean, there's that importance of that date.
That was the Jewish New Year. I don't know if it was this year or the last year. September 11th was the, what do they call it? Is it Yom Kippur? Is that what it's called?
No.
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, there you go. There
Yom
you
Kippur
go.
Is the Day of Atonement. That's usually in October.
Okay.
So is the Jewish New Year fixed in time with the Gregorian calendar, or does it vary?
It varies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's like astrological, basically, right? Like being,
right.
These, they're operating on a different, time. And, like we turn in, we'll tune into the TV or a book. They read the sky basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it kind of basically tells you that we're on a fixed time and they're on the star time, which is, always changing.
Mm.
Which is that, I mean, is it's that, part of our psychological.
Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
Yeah, because our psychological time is set. You see what I mean? It's like they control our time. But if you look at the stars, it's not controlled because it's ever changing. So
how do they predict the eclipses and all this solar, or the celestial activity that we see on Earth? Like, how do you think they predict that stuff? I think that's fascinating.
Because they've wrote it down for thousands of years or whatever, however old this place is. They've kept track of it over the generations. And I mean, maybe back in the day, they did live to be 900 years old because the medicine came in, the money came in, the greed came in and everything else. And it just went downhill. And I think that's why humans are getting younger or dying younger, because they've just...
We're devolving.
We're devolving. I think we're shrinking too, because if you look into the giants and stuff like that, I mean, I think we're the incredible shrinking man.
But that was the hearty laugh of Frank. Welcome to the call, mate.
Hi, I was just going to say the system of calculating everything in advance is called the Metonic cycle.
Okay.
And that's how all eclipses and tides, etc., are calculated.
So I can find some information on how
just look up the Metonic cycle, Metonic.
Okay. Thanks.
And so no eclipse is predicted by NASA and the heliospheric model. It's all just done on the Metonic cycle, which was encapsulated in a thing called the Antikythera machine. They found a copy of it in the Mediterranean.
That first computer, right? It's like first computer thing. It's not called an astrolabe, or did that?
That's the Antikythera machine. The astrolabe is another piece of genius.
But one of those could actually one of those will show you the eclipses, though.
The Antikythera machine, yeah. Really? And there's a great video on the restoration of the Antikythera machine, where it tells you that it operates on the basis that the Earth is flat. And they worked out how to restore it on that basis.
Interestingly enough, the program I watched about the Antikythera machine did not mention about the Earth being flat.
That's interesting.
Not surprised.
Yeah, but
if they're talking about like a program on mainstream TV, if they mention the flat Earth, it's going to be... Those idiots think the water's pouring off the edge. That's all they're like talking about on the... Idiot.
Yeah, but wasn't there a big clock on one of the buildings overseas somewhere that basically was the sun and moon and star cycle? It was on a big building over there, like a cathedral maybe or something like that. It had all these inner workings, like it had those constellations on it. It had the moon and the sun and all that stuff.
That alone is fascinating. Just clock, like making a watch or a clock like that with the... that's beyond my...
What about that BITRH, the deep inside the rabbit hole? Did he come up with some kind of a app that shows, like, the flat Earth moon and clock?
Yeah.
I always wondered if that app
he's got
good
app.
For anything.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered if that app was good for anything. You guys might not like him.
No,
Aaron
Daver
also had
cool.
an app that did that, too.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Linda, why did you think that clock was? It says everything. Are you there, Linda?
Yeah, but my dogs were going nuts. So
you
don't want to hear that. They get loud.
No.
No, I didn't even hear what you asked me because they were barking.
No, I was just saying, where do you think that clock, you're talking about that clock that shows the astronomical things as well as time there. Where did you think that was?
It might have been the UK somewhere. It was an old building with, I would have to research it again. I never can remember where it was, and it's probably like Rome or something, you know, that I don't even want to think about. It's probably
no,
why I can't remember.
I know that there's an old clock in the old town square in Prague in the Czech Republic that has lots of different bits on it.
Oh, that might be it. The Prague would make really sense with that clock.
Yeah,
honestly.
But I certainly that's got some astronomical stuff on it. I think it's partly covered in scaffolding when I was there and I saw it. But it was, it's got a lot of stuff on it.
That was LSP. I don't know.
Sorry, that was my GTS was talking. Sorry.
I thought so. You need to change the voice on that LSP.
Yeah.
Can you do that somehow?
Is yours called Destiny?
I would like mine to have a New Zealand accent. I think New Zealand women have the best accent of all the accents in the world. They're my favorite. But if you change the accent, don't you have to have that accent to actually talk to it and for it to understand you? Like if you go to New Zealand accent, doesn't it try and?
I don't think so.
You could just listen to the New Zealand accent all the time.
No, I think it's trained off of your voice.
I don't know.
Anyway, just going back a little bit, can I just, I'm just wondering, you know, we're talking about different calendars and how they don't always, not always in synchronicity. The Gregorian calendar that we have is very fixed with the solstices and the longest days and the equinoxes. So if that's fixed and it doesn't match up with the natural calendar of, you know, the lunar cycles, how do we end up with fixed solstices and equinoxes?
So if you actually have a look at what happened this year, the date of the day when sunrise and sunset were equal was actually on the 16th, not on the 21st or the 22nd
right.
that they're claiming.
The 16th.
What we are told is, although the sunrise and sunset were equal on the 16th of March, that's not when the solstice was. I love it.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if you look at the biblical aspect of that, John 3:16 says it all.
Yeah.
So.
What does it say in John 3:16?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, S-U-N. But there's that.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there is a difference between the observed and the official.
Yeah.
Sure. And all of this is like pretty much hidden in plain sight.
It just makes you wonder that with the final restrictions in the UK supposedly ending on June the 21st, which is the summer solstice, it may actually, you know, June the 21st may not actually be the summer solstice.
Quite possible. You'd be able to check that in advance by looking at days around that. If you look for sunrise and sunset around that time, you'll be able to see when the solstice is.
Yeah, because there's certainly been talk about that being a significant date, you know, and that's why it's happening in the UK at that time, because it's on the summer solstice. But, you know, you're thinking, do they follow the Gregorian calendar and the official date, or do they follow a more natural cycle, which is actually in terms of the moon phases?
Hey, Pax, it's also a big deal around Stonehenge, isn't it? one of our supposed oldest.
Like, what if the day is different than I think it is? Like, what, how will my life be better if I know when the solstice is and when the equinox is? Like, what does that matter to me that much? Like, why are you guys concerned about it? Is my main question.
Well, I guess the question is more, why are we told something quite obviously different to reality?
Yeah.
Sure. I think how we got here was basically, like, you have to know yourself. We were talking about that about a half hour ago or so. And, like, part of knowing yourself is knowing, like, you know, like, what time
where you're at,
and your orientation, and you have to, like, kind of orientate yourself.
Right, but the way I see it is knowing the whole of the creation is something special, and they try to veer us away from that at every angle.
Yes.
Sure, there's something new to discover every day you go outside.
Because, like, I've heard this before years ago, like in 2018 is the first time I, like, heard that, hey, they're hiding the sky clock from us. Like, the solstices are different than they, slightly different. And still, I heard all that, and I'm like, I just don't figure out, I just still doesn't matter to me enough to where even pay attention today. But it's not hidden.
No one looks up and pays attention enough. You know, it takes time to study the sky and the patterns of it, you know?
Does it really matter? Or just why are they hiding?
You're reminding me of that Chicago song. I've always wondered what that was about, but it's becoming clear to me what that song's about now. Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care?
Right? Do you guys care? I mean, have your life changed or benefited in knowing which day the solstice is compared to what they say?
No.
Isn't it
personally, it's not.
It's just another onion layer of the whole onion layer of onions that...
I'm
just kind of like thinking of it as I'm throwing it out there as an abstract question, really. I mean, to me, there is the discussion that they are very concerned about spiritual things and, you know, rituals and certain dates and certain times and certain colours and certain this and certain that. I have a degree of thinking that that is a reasonable amount of bollocks. But if they are that bothered about it, then it does make a difference. You know, it's kind of like, well, if they're controlling us and they're controlling the way that we are in and the environment that we are in, why aren't they controlling it to something which actually makes, you know, sense and something that is natural?
So am I getting...
It's a ritual.
Are you saying they're hiding?
They'll be able to
do weird things on those dates and we won't realise it is those dates. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. You know, if the summer solstice is... the summer solstice, whatever date it is important to them, because that is the sort of theory behind maybe things happening in the UK on that date, which is officially June the 31st. If that's not actually the date, if that's not the real date, and it doesn't matter to them, then why isn't it happening on a different day? You know, it just seems if the date of the summer solstice makes a difference to them, and something needs to happen on that date, then you think they would have it on that date, and...
Don't they start, like, the most successful companies? Like, Amazon will be started, like, on a certain astrological day, for supposedly.
Yes. Yeah, you can look into that.
I think that seems legit to me, too. Like, there is something, like, they find power or whatever, like...
Yeah, that's the thing. There's something to it. Because you can look up your astrological signs in a book, and it'll tell a lot. It can spook you out. It could, you know... tell you a lot of things about yourself. Now, how that actually works, I'm not sure, but there's definitely something
to it. The natal chart and stuff. I've looked at my natal chart, my kid's natal chart, my wife's natal chart. I got into that a little bit, but it's pretty complicated. I'm my best part, so I can't really do it.
Yeah, I've heard that the astrological sort of signs of things, as opposed to which star you're born under, is actually probably wrong. because the star signs were fixed in place in terms of dates with the Sumerian calendar, you know, many thousands of years ago, and they're actually
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, and the star signs have shifted now, and the position of the stars in relation to the Earth has shifted. So we're all actually probably born under slightly different star signs than was originally calculated. It's all very complicated. It's all very strange.
Another reason for me to like the Bible is I can just say, oh, no, you shouldn't do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't do that stuff.
Oh, Frank, do you really think, is it clearly written in the Bible that astrology is not good?
Yeah, that's my understanding, yeah.
But that is what I heard at church.
Yeah, don't do any of that reading of goat's entrails or...
Yeah, my grandmother taught me that, you know, when I was young, that astrology was, you know, not for us, you know, it was the devil, basically. I don't know.
And the thing I like about it is, you know, you're basically, it's not to say that stuff's not real. It's just that you get more protection from praying than you do from trying to read the goat's entrails.
Basically, you're asking for trouble, right? It's like, be careful what you ask for, basically, right? Like, what you're getting yourself into, because it's above our understanding.
Especially when they trick us about the dates anyway.
Right. So, yeah, all of this is above our understanding on one level, you know. It's like, you may be able to express yourself to me, but can you express yourself to a cockroach? You know, the roach isn't going to be able to understand you no matter how eloquent you are.
He'll understand when I stomp on him what I want.
I don't know. I don't think he will understand if he's dead.
I hope you're not going to stomp on the one that's got to survive the nuclear war and return life back to Earth.
To repopulate the planet, yay. Remember those Boston stories? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up as a Cold War kid. I'll never forget, like, how scared I was of nuclear war. Thought now
you too. I'll
find out. Yeah, yeah. At school, we used to have, like, it wasn't very often, but I remember being in school and having to get out of my desk for a nuclear war drill.
Yeah, what's that going to do? Going under the desk, like, what's that going to do for you?
It will scare a bunch of kids thinking, like, that humanity is on its way out.
Hey, Billy, it was awful there, mate. It was awful. It was just, all the sound on the CD in the 80s here was Mushroom Clouds. And I was growing up, and it was just...
Movies about it.
What about that book, When the Wind Blows?
We also had a film called Threads. Just like, God almighty, you know, this was like non-stop. So it was in all popular culture. It was in several, you couldn't escape from it, you know. It was like, I remember as a kid being about 14, 15, hanging around with a group of people, quite a large group of people, like a little bit gang, but not really like that, mixed group, girls as well. And, you know, at least half of us were convinced it was not if, it was when, you know. And sometimes I think about the young people now, you know.
The young ones.
I mean, we got our own version of that, with 9/11 and the whole terrorist narrative.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Any day they could strike.
What year were you born? How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 37.
All right.
So I was a senior in high school on 9/11. And you guys remember the plane crash like a couple weeks after 9/11? The plane shortly after takeoff.
The small plane that went into a building, or was that another one?
No, it was big. It was a commercial jet. It crashed. I don't know if it was Queens or where it crashed. But yeah, it was like a couple weeks after 9/11.
I think they said
a bird flew into the engine or something. I can't remember
what
they said.
Yeah, and it dropped on parts of the city or something. like on the outskirts of the city.
Yeah. So that really spooked people again. Like that kind of like had people spooked. And then
the sky is falling and they're doing it again with asteroids and space junk and all the other shit.
Anthrax.
Falling from the
Anthrax.
Oh yeah, anthrax. Oh yeah, what a scare.
And then I think in 2005 or 04 they had the blackout like in the East Coast, like all the power was out. And I know I kind of thought there was another attack under the way when they you know, because it was all the way over. Well, I think I can't remember if I was in Erie or Cleveland at the time that happened. I think it was in Erie, but yeah, like there was no power all the way.
Were you
New York?
Mark, were you in fear of your life like I was in around about 14, 15? I was just really thinking. I haven't got long to live here with this nuke shit, you know.
Wow. It
wasn't just me. It was about half our gang, you know. There was probably about 18 people in the gang, and half of them were extremely concerned.
Yeah, I was a little prepper. I was kind of a prepper for that stuff. I was like a little mark for prepping, having extra food on hand and.
Are you referring to the blackout in 2004?
No, I'm totally ready. Power outages and stuff like that. I mean, a nuclear, like, I was ready for, like, a nuclear thing having, you know, iodine and all that stuff. Like, I was all ready for, like, a case, you know, a nuclear thing happened.
Do you remember where you were?
I
didn't like, have
this off Alex Jones, I know that.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah.
Seriously?
Right?
I came within a whisker of buying iodine tablets from Alex Jones.
Oh, God almighty.
Funny Please. Thing, though, is now I do take iodine every day. I take, like, a drop of iodine.
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Yeah, oh, my God. You know what? I think I was kind of, you know, I have been kind of lazy lately and not eating that healthy, and I put on a little bit of weight. I've been taking iodine for a couple months. I lost weight. I feel better. Oh, my God. I think it's because of the iodine.
Yeah, I'm sure it would help your thyroid, yeah.
I have
serious?
To say that
You're
I
serious,
buy...
I'm serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought iodine from Alex Jones years ago.
You did?
Yeah,
it was super expensive way to buy iodine, wasn't it?
No,
I bought
not
a Berkey
really.
Water filter.
yeah.
Personal one.
good water is okay, though, right? It's okay to pay a little bit.
Have you still got the tablets? The
it
iodine
wasn't
tablets?
Tablets? No, it wasn't tablets. It's pure iodine. It's liquid, like it used
to
be.
Oh, you've got Lugol solution.
Yeah. I got iodine solution, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used, the Lugol, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we had when I was younger. I mean...
It's hard to get now, though, isn't it? It's you have to buy it off the internet.
Yeah.
I got mine from Amazon.
Yeah.
I've just been really sad and added that to my shopping list. How about that?
A little
Lugol. 2 to 3 drops a day, Richard, is the equivalent of what the Japanese have.
Go for it, Richard.
Thanks,
get your iodine and have it tomorrow.
Am I going to be glowing by Monday? Like a
no, it's not something that dramatic, or you know, it's not that dramatic. I'm just
no,
but I was just saying that, like, I had put on a little bit of weight. Like, I'm not a very heavy person. I'm a thin person naturally, and I had put on a little extra weight. I got a little love handle, and I started, and I was like, and I haven't really exercised or cut down on eating, which is all I would have to do to slim up. But I haven't changed a thing except. Started using iodine like a few months ago, and my love handles are gone, and I have barely a belly. I was like, "Why am I losing weight?" And then it occurred to me that it might be that.
Yeah, it will be to do with your thyroid, because if you've got an inactive thyroid, it can make you put on weight because it slows your metabolism down, and they treat that by giving you iodine. Yeah,
so a healthy thyroid is always a plus.
Yeah. I mean, so even though, as opposed, I don't know if there is a critical limit or anything with this, you know, but if you've got a healthy thyroid, I don't know how much iodine is going to help you above that. But, you know, maybe your thyroid was a little bit inactive, perhaps.
Yeah, little.
It's working for you anyway, so that's good.
And I just take one and a half drops a day.
Hey, just sorry to interrupt. I'm just going to go for the call. We've got Ounce of Salt today, lovely Frank. We've got Boogeyman, Fast Valley, Linda Curtis, LSP, Pax, and Resmuk Chef has just joined, and myself.
But I'm loving you and leaving you. Mostly loving you, of course.
Well, hopefully, Frank. I mean, for God's sakes, you know.
It's Friday night in Australia right now?
That's Saturday morning.
Oh, it's morning time out there. I forgot. Yeah, it's Friday night here. Duh. Oh, man, it's morning time.
Are you taking the dog for a walk? Or
no, I've got to pick up my mate from Worthing.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
He's come to visit me, and he's getting a massage from the local masseuse parlour.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Oh, are you getting a happy ending?
Well,
there
are some
Doug.
Questions that you never want to know the answer to, so why ask the question?
Sorry, I just couldn't resist that.
It's the kind of thought that's in my mind too. I'll admit I've got a guilty conscience about that as well.
When you pick him up after the massage parlour, just ask him. He feels happy.
I'm not going to do that either. I promise just to smile knowingly.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? You can report back to us tomorrow night.
I think that'll be enough, Frank.
I don't understand. How could you ask your friend to pick you up when you're at the massage parlor? I would Uber or something. Like, oh, hey, buddy, I'll be at the massage parlor. Want to come and pick me up?
Well, he's out from the UK, so I've got to be kind to him, yeah?
Has he travelled from the UK to
you? No, you're
so traveling's relaxed over there, huh?
Well, it turns out that somebody told me last night that there are 1,000 planes. If you look on Flight Aware, there's 1,000 planes coming into Australia a day.
Right.
A lot of planes, man.
Travel restrictions.
There's an awful lot of essential travel going on. That's all that can be said. I mean, maybe this masseuse had really high ratings on TripAdvisor.
What I do like about this masseuse is that she said that she was from the Badlands of North Dakota.
Wow.
She's an American from the Badlands of North Dakota. So that's the modern world here in Geelong.
Hold on, if you mind me asking, where is your friend travel from? Because I thought we couldn't go anywhere.
From Worthing. I think I've told you about him. He's from Worthing.
Worthing?
No, sorry, which airport?
He came into Adelaide Airport a couple of months ago. He had to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mm. Oh, I see. Right, okay. Mm.
But he's an Australian citizen, so he's allowed to come in because he's Australian.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, okay. Right.
Australian, love.
You know, all this, you know, flying in 2 months in advance, quarantining for 2 weeks, just to go and get your happy ending with this Christmas sale.
From the Badlands of North Dakota. I'm really loving you and leaving you now.
All right. Take care, Frank.
Bye.
Hey, Linda, it's not the beginning that counts. It's the ending, apparently, according to...
No, but I was going to ask if they had to pay for their internment camp for their COVID camp while they were quarantined.
He
sounds like an Australian citizen. So he still had to quarantine for 2 weeks. So I don't know if that's hotel or I don't know. But anyway,
it's been a host.
Anyway,
no, there's an Australian comedian. He's on the telly here in the UK, and he went back to Australia for Christmas, and he had to go and quarantine in a hotel, and he was like isolated there for 2 weeks, and I think he had to pay for it as well before he could go back and actually meet and be reunited with his family who were living in Australia.
A great expense. This is just, you know, normal people are not going to be able to afford to travel anymore. Meanwhile...
And you're stuck, like, in your room the whole time? God, 2 weeks in one room.
It's no wonder he's gone for a happy ending. I don't blame him, you know? I mean, if he's stuck in the room for 2 weeks, you know what I mean? I mean, fucking hell. Yeah. It better be a real happy ending, you know?
you know what, though? I think Isaac Cappy, even though I think that whole thing was fake or whatever, but he had the right idea in 2019 to jump off the bridge before all this shit show came.
Oh, God. Here we go. Right, Linda.
Right. I don't know. It just hasn't been that bad for me. I guess I'm lucky. But this world is still a great place to be.
No, I was kidding. I was kidding, but that was probably symbolic to them. You know what I mean? Like, here it is. You're gonna be served a shit show. What are you gonna do about it? I mean,
Did you see the little SNL special that where he was training his daughter to be one of those little pageant girls?
No.
That was super
recently.
Creepy.
Recently, but
when? Daughter? When? I didn't know that. I don't.
Know. No, it's not his daughter. It was an SNL skit. It was an SNL skit from a few years ago. And
I think
the whole Isaac Cappy thing when he was talking about Tom Hanks, like that was like I don't know that video was posted online as look, this dude's like super creepy.
I believe
it was an SNL skit.
Right, but Tom Hanks was on Route 66, 42 days before Isaac Cappy died, and was taking pictures, and there's a ball cap, and there's something else, and he said roadkill, something or other, and everybody thought that represented Isaac Cappy, because it was like the cap, the ball cap was there, I mean, every symbolic thing of Isaac Cappy was there.
Oh.
And then 42 days later, Isaac Cappy suddenly dies on Route 66. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. He also posted quite a few strange pictures of, was it children's clothing and different things that he posted?
Like an old shoe next to a stain on the street and a kid's sock or something. Yeah.
Just weird shit. Really, really strange shit. That guy is clearly person of interest. Let's
say. Do you think the Pizza Hut, this Pizzagate thing was a red herring?
Yes.
I do.
Or you think there's something behind the Podesta? Podesta?
No. I think they've that's Limited Hangout. And I think for example, in the UK, we had a guy called Jimmy Savile, and he was like a procurer of kids, you know? He was a procurer because he was close to Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister at the time, and the Queen. So MI5, MI6, if you try to get close to those people, they will thoroughly investigate you. So in other words, he was protected. So there is some kind of pedocracy going on, especially Prince Andrew. I don't know others, but you know, there's been a lot of people who are involved with this stuff, and you know, there appears to be something going on with the media elite, I would say.
What are your thoughts on gang stalking?
Sorry, start again, mate.
What are your thoughts on gang stalking? You think
what does that mean? Yeah.
Well, there's people online that claim that they're being
targeted
harassed. Yeah, targeted individuals, they call them TIs.
Where the government or some entity
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. You can act like your mouth will save the whole world,
leaving common sense behind. I think we had, in the UK, we had these kind of grooming gangs. Is that what you mean? Where they targeted, so there were quite a few Muslim men?
Not a gang in the sense, in the traditional sense, but like organized, basically gaslighting, right? So basically they do things to mess with you, to like question your sanity, and have other people question your sanity when you bring it up, right? So,
A lot of interesting stories.
Hey, Mark, you talk about my family now. You don't have to
like
get
you'll go into a 7-Eleven. They say you'll go into a 7-Eleven and like 30 people will go in line in front of you, and everybody will bump into you on purpose, and everybody will be aggressive to you, and then just boom, they'll disappear when you leave.
Wow. Well, I think that's a bit exaggeration of what they describe, but yeah, you know, basically just
or they'll
doing
use, they use mind weapons, you know, like mind weapons. They aim them at your apartment or whatever for days at a time. Right. And
why do they have to do this when we've got the global mind fuck that's going on right now?
Well,
you know?
Basically the theory
what's
is
what's
that,
the purpose?
Like, well, basically it's like that certain people that could leak information or like that could be influencers in a certain way, they're targeted in order, like a campaign to like basically stop any type of grassroots campaign that may evolve over time. But if you just,
yeah,
you know, these people are targeted or harassed.
You think there's some meat to those? You think there's something to that, though, Boogie Man? You don't like? I don't know. I'm
no,
like,
no.
It sounds like a lot of nonsense by people who
it's people who are paranoid schizophrenic, right?
Right. And they think they have information.
Hello, Ophalus.
Religious demons, possession.
Gang stalking. We were talking about gang stalking.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, sure. So sure, I leave open the possibility that something's going on, you know, but I think it could, like, obviously with anything that's, like, has some truth to it, they're going to throw out a red herring for people to go and gravitate towards so the real truth doesn't get exposed, right? So throw it in the garbage with all the other crazy, like Bigfoot, right? Like, that's basically targeted gang stalking is basically, like, looked at in the regards of, like, Bigfoot, you know, amongst.
Okay, so Mark, I used to work at the UN. I used to live in the Netherlands, at The Hague, and I worked at the UN ICTY, which is the Yugoslavia Tribune, okay? And so what I learned from there is what they do is, these spies, say for example, all this truth has got together, and they would get someone in, maybe one, two, or three, that would split us up, that would divide us. That's how I understand, you know, splitting up.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You know, I don't think they necessarily aim weapons at people like so-called aim at them, that, you know, mind control them or put thoughts in their head. That's another thing that they say, that they can, like, beam thoughts into your head.
There's proven technology where you can, like, ultrasonically communicate across a distance to somebody so that only they can hear you. It was even marketed, like, 8 years ago to normies. Nobody bought it. But it's technology that definitely exists.
Sure. So you leave open the possibility that there are targeted individuals?
Yeah. I've both listened to ex-intelligence agents and people in the church both talk about it in different ways between demons and actual government fuckery. And then there's schizophrenics. Like, I mean, I think all three are legitimate explanations.
Me too. That's why I leave open the possibility that something is going on.
Hey, just a second. Ophalus, I've spoken to you before, mate. I don't remember. Did we speak before, or?
Not that I know of.
Okay, all right. My name's Richard, and so going around the room tonight, we've got Boogeyman, we've got Linda, we've got LSP, yourself, Pax, and Jeff, and here we are. So, you know. Do you have a first name?
Oh.
Do you think Ophalus is my last name?
No, I'm just asking you. On friendly terms, mate. That's all.
Pagan Phallus is my full name.
Okay.
Ladies,
okay.
Those hard edges.
We're in the live stream.
Hey, I can get way worse. I don't.
Well, just, you know, feel welcome. Phil, welcome. Anyway, we were talking before about so what the intelligence agencies do is they infiltrate. And I think if you look up Lynn Ertel, L-Y-N-N-E Ertel, E-R-T-L, and she gives a pretty good example of how they operate in terms of how they compromise. They don't compromise you. They never get their hands dirty. I think we talked about this before. They don't get their hands dirty. They compromise your dependency, whether that be work, your partner, or some other thing. You know, they target that. They don't target you directly because they don't want you to know. So that's my opinion on intelligence agencies. So anyway, Jeff, how are you, mate? How many horses have you farried today, for God's sakes?
Well, not that many. Today was kind of a light day because we like to schedule our Friday kind of light. So all done for today, just kind of relaxing, listening to you guys.
Okay. Are we talking sense or are we crazy?
So far sounds good.
Good.
I wouldn't call it good, just not crazy. It's definitely not a good concept. It's a pretty upsetting concept.
Yeah.
Every manner of explanation, it's pretty fucked up.
I think Jeff's being very diplomatic there.
Hey, Ophalus, so how's your day been, mate? You don't give me your first name, but that's okay. Yeah.
Why do you want to know my first name, Rich? Trying to...
Well, no, it's just personal. It's just like, I'm Rich's, you know.
I put you on the targeting list.
Yeah. You're like the 5% of people that don't use an alias.
Yeah. No.
You're not roping me in.
Maybe Ophalus might. Are you Ophalus or Ophalus?
You know, whichever makes you happy. I'm not picky.
I'm sorry. Maybe Richard, he might want to tell you his actual name, perhaps in one of the non-aired streams, the non-recorded streams, perhaps.
Nope, never.
Never, but no, he doesn't.
Okay. <It's fast. laughs> Okay. How was your day, mate?
Oh, lovely. You'll get no specific details. You'll never find me.
Oh my God, am I? Right, okay. I'm just being friendly, mate. That's it, Rich.
Stop it, Richard.
Yeah, you're getting trolled.
Yeah.
Oh, Ballas talks all about himself. Just give him a minute.
Yeah, like, give me a chance. I'll give it up. I just don't want to... Not if you want it.
He wants
you gotta
to
wait till you don't want it.
And then he'll go on endlessly about himself. Boogie man's unzipping. How come everybody got quiet all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah, it's just...
What happened?
Busy there for a second. But yeah, I'm back. So... Targeting. Targeted individuals. I think there's something to it. I'm just suspicious that, you know, anytime it's really brought up, it turns into like, I just think there's a lot of disinfo on when you just go to scan for, you know, if you just put that in a couple search engines, what you'll find is not very convincing, right?
I think that's suspicious. So as far as I know, the intelligence agencies, they call them persons of interest, POI.
Well, like, so, yeah, if you have, like, worked for a government agency and you have a bunch of information and you're trying to blow the whistle, do the powers that be, do they have the possibility to mess with your life? Like, I don't doubt that, of course.
I have an explanation. I think it's a way they fill hourly quotas for employees in the week. Like, they don't want anything meaningful for them to do or any real sources to follow up. They're like, hey, we got this guy that posted on the internet you go fuck with for a few hours. I mean...
Oh, really? Yeah? Yeah, just like they have excess labor, like, of people. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a really good filler. Like, if you're in an area and you're a person who's on your list of people to, like...
Maybe this is why we don't get more celebrities speaking about stuff, because they get harassed in that type of way, and they get scared away, scared from, you know, spilling any more beans than they feel comfortable spilling.
But the celebrities do slip a lot up. Like, they do try, at least, like, some do try, and then, yeah, it's not like they never try, right?
Is that before they get suicided?
Right, yeah, like, some will actually do something, and then they just get shut down, right? I mean, it actually happens. It's really...
Well,
really
again, like, for instance, with Kobe Bryant, there's lots of different theory. Like, was he killed? Was it a hoax? Was it
Did he come out about anything? Did he come out about anything? Or he just...
Well, allegedly, he was about to come... He was about to do some things, right?
There's dozens of videos of celebrities and officials, like, planning to go talk about stuff, and they go up on stage, and then they just, like, collapse. Is patented technology by the DOD for, like, microwave.
So, like, they give you a heart attack, basically?
Yeah. With a directed energy weapon, which
right.
I know sounds crazy, but is patented. And
there's a bunch of different types, like, supposedly patented stuff, right? Some use sound, some use,
microwaves.
Microwave, yeah, which is just sounding.
They, even like 30 years ago, there's documentation on directed microwave energy to get like certain physiological responses and psychological responses. And the way, like, theoretically, you could just land a drone on somebody's roof of their house silently, just let it sit there. The battery to operate for 12 hours, just doing directed energy pulses at the person, instigating whatever feelings you want.
Based on
their own supposed technology, and then all what they do, they just send it home afterwards.
Well, maybe cell phone towers, you think they have play a role in that kind of thing?
I think 5G towers absolutely will. Or the, like, localized 5G every block transmitters.
Can't your own phone put out stuff that probably could mess with your head? Like,
yeah, that too. I mean, just in conjunction with the cell phone tower, obviously.
Yeah, or if somebody has control of your phone.
The power needed for energy weapons, I think, transcends a phone. It might even transcend a drone, but 5G transmitter stations definitely have the power, and they definitely have tools with the power.
So maybe, I know people were theorizing that the 5G rollout was coinciding with this whole COVID thing, and, like, maybe that was...
It was coincided. It was pushed under executive order, so local politicians couldn't protest at all. It was literally rolled out across most of the Western world via emergency use authorization. And
yeah, but I have an idea.
Local politicians could stop it.
Yeah, but I have an idea on the 5G towers, because at the same time they were rolling out the 5G towers, they were also switching credit cards to basically Wi-Fi technology.
NFC.
That you could... Yeah, so, I mean, I think the 5G towers are basically a frequency of radio wave, like it's always been. It's just a shorter...
They're in microwaves now. They keep
getting tighter. I don't buy that, because, I mean, people would be disintegrating in the street if they were being microwaved, and we don't see that. There's no evidence of that.
It's a big spectrum of categorization, and it's just getting closer to microwaves.
You would still see animals or something getting interfered with the microwave.
Like the birds that are dropping out of the sky.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. Have you ever put something in your microwave and watched it explode? That's what a microwave does to you. So
yeah, but microwaves aren't a microwave. That's a very simplified interpretation of how radioactivity works and how the frequency of radiation works. It's very large.
But I'm just... Okay. You went... I mean, yes, there's patents on all this stuff or whatever, but what if that's a red herring? What if that's a rabbit hole to go down? And they're really just mind-controlling us with the TV and all the other bullshit they do. And it's as simple as that. I mean, we're always worried about something. That's where they want us.
I'm not worried about it, but I'm stating it as an absolute fact.
I don't have a proof that it is a fact. I've researched it, and I don't have proof that it, at least for me, I don't have
proof. I don't believe you've researched it, because you're comparing the whole category of microwaves to being microwaved, which are very different things.
I don't have any evidence of microwaves being outside of an electronic...
It's just a frequency of energy. It comes from various
sources. Right, but so is radio waves. And my opinion is that, like, your router or whatever only goes so far. That's a frequency wave, and it's, you know, once you go outside that area, you're not going to get reception. And the same for your Bluetooth to your phone and
the
all the other
the
shit. They just charge it. Yeah.
Yeah, but
they
the
learned
thing is, your phone
they gave
only
us
picks up a certain range of frequency. And if you add more power to that device, it goes past that frequency.
Okay.
And you don't have any device that's detecting
anything beyond that frequency. Okay, I understand all that. Listen to me. It's the same as two-way radios like businesses use, you know, to communicate with their employees that scattered all
over. PMR, they're called private mobile radio.
Set up more frequencies to be smaller and smaller distance away, and they're charging us out the asshole.
Well, so, Phallus, right, so I worked at Nokia from Nokia. Are you from the U.S.? Are you willing to give that up at least?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'm in Portland, Oregon. I mean, most people here, I'm talking to a lot.
Don't tell them so.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Be careful. One first G, no problem. Second G, no problem. Third G, no problem. Fourth G, no problem.
Yo, G.
Generation. So the fifth G.
Very good.
How is that different?
I have a problem with all of them. I'm one of the few people that seems to care at all that we haven't updated our FCC guidelines since 1998, and the iPhone came out in 2008. I think we've been getting radiated by our phones nonstop, and I try and keep mine away from my body as often as possible.
But you also have to look at
every single generation is worse though.
Yeah,
it's
but what's
more
that
powerful.
Vacuum? What's that vacuum that started with the G's? It was 5G that ended? Because I ended up buying one of those damn things.
5G vacuum?
We passed our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Gold from Brandon, Manitoba, and you're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
And do not buy 5G vacuum cleaners.
No. That was just the model name.
Sorry, London.
It didn't do anything. I mean, it was just a freaking vacuum with a lot of power, I guess, or whatever. But, it ended with 5G, and now we have 5G Wi-Fi or whatever you want to call it, whatever. It's just ironic that they, sucks the life out of you, 5G does.
It's not ironic. It's conditioning. That's how they do everything. They put the words in front of you before it's relevant, so you get used to them.
But
just like 5G on a router is nothing like 5G cell towers, you know?
Yeah, completely different. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I just don't see 5G cell towers hurting anybody because, I mean, at times you see pigeons nesting on them all the time and they're not falling off and dying.
No.
Like that.
All we're doing is shifting. All the time.
Pigeons are just our drones anyway. They're mechanical devices anyway. There's
those that things for. They're shifting everywhere. You know, I can't do anything about it.
They're just getting recharged.
Yeah, pigeons are probably just like self-replicating robots at this point. They're like the Borg. They're actually CIA spy agents.
And then when they get extra time on their hand, they go and poop on your car just to mess with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they did start out as spies. I mean, carrying those little notes around back in the day or whatever. They were always spies.
And nobody's willing to eat them, so they don't get dissected. I wonder where that came about, why you don't eat pigeons. I bet it's because if you did, you'd find out they're robots.
Analog. That was the original analog cell phone, was a pigeon with a note on its leg. But they're hiding these 5G things all in all these street lights because it doesn't travel very far, like a cell phone travels. How long can a cell phone travel? Like miles? 5G doesn't go that far. So they're putting in like every 10th streetlight on a street and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the reason I think they're doing that is so they can hone in on individuals.
One of the things you can do with the microwave energy that those put out is it's the same technology used by police forces when they put that device on a wall to see through the wall. They bounce the microwaves through the surfaces and they get a feedback of moving bodies throughout the room. They
where the
can
furniture
do that.
Is and whatnot.
Yeah, that same technology is the same thing as the 5G towers. Like,
yeah, and it almost sounds like a type of ultrasound if you think about it. I mean,
which an ultrasound is literally just microwave radiation.
Yeah. I mean, they've had this technology all the time. They just make us believe that it's bigger, better, whatever, but it's all the same technology that always happens.
They're learning plenty of more ways to use it, implement it, and get it closer to us. Like they're definitely progressing in ways.
Yeah, but they also say that they can see to the middle of the round Earth, which we know probably doesn't exist. So with a basically...
Well, I don't agree with that at all.
Right. But it's basically an ultrasound, and they call it a sonograph. But it's still basically a...
A seismograph is different.
No, you want to say that, but I don't think it is. It's still picking up... But they can't see that far down. I mean, I'm not buying it at all, because if you look at... What kind of machine would take to see the whole entire Earth that's 25,000 miles in circumference or whatever, and 8,000 miles, you know, diameter or whatever? What kind of machine would it take when you look at an ultrasound basically on mother's belly? I mean, it's unreal. It's not feasible that they could do that ever.
Okay, so what's your opinion on the Kobe Bryant death? Do you think it was a murder, a hoax, or an accident?
A hoax. And the reason I say that is because it was on a cartoon first. Exactly that. Him crashing in a helicopter and him having
towers
and all that. I mean, and then it explodes.
Sure.
You know.
But, you know, the reason why I ask in regards to we're talking about, you know, maybe if celebrities were being targeted individuals, you know, it's like, okay. Like, we have these categories, like, you know, obviously you can harass them, you can kill them, or in this case, you think it's a hoax.
Yeah, but the reason I think that you want to, I mean, they make people believe that they're targeted is because they tell some truth, and then they shut them down, and they make us fear of trying to get the truth out. That's the whole concept behind all that, in my opinion, is trying to persuade the regular people from speaking up or telling the truth, because it spreads. It spreads
to other people,
and that's why the mask and all the other shit, they want
like a virus.
It spreads.
Well,
like
a lot
virus.
Of this is a bluff, right? They're bluffing, like with the nukes, right? They're bluffing with the nukes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Clearly. But at what point is it not bluffing, and then do you think there's legitimacy to the targeting, or do you think there's legitimacy to people being so-called suicided? I know someone said that earlier.
No, I think they make us do it to ourselves. I mean, just think what a normal, like, okay, a person thinking outside the box a little bit or whatever sees that Michael Jackson is killed and they think, oh my God, he was telling the truth and they killed him. I better shut my mouth. That's what they do. This is the whole point of all of it, in my opinion, is so people just shut up and quit talking.
Yeah, your average Michael Jackson fan's not thinking on that type of frequency, though, I don't think.
No, but they have people in place for all this shit. Like Kobe Bryant attracts a certain content of people. Isaac Cappy connected with a whole lot of people. They scatter them around so they catch everybody in that freaking net, being afraid not to tell anything.
So you think that's part of the Kobe Bryant thing is to scare people? You think that's why they hoaxed them out of this storyline?
Yeah. Yeah, because the people that follow him are going to think, oh, wow, he really got murdered because he was trying to tell the truth about something or whatever.
I mean, I was a fan. You know, I'd watch basketball, you know. Obviously, you know, I'm not your average basketball fan, but I'm just perplexed. I don't know what to think about it. I just don't understand why they would hoax that. and, you know, as far as his family still living in Southern California, and, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that story before, but is it his real family? Are these not just lifetime actors? Because some of these
people, his daughter died, too, and daughter looks
weird.
Just like him.
Yeah, which is weird.
But that daughter looks just like him, though. Like, that's definitely his daughter.
Yeah, but they just could have both walked off the world stage for the time being.
A guy like him would have to have some type of plastic surgery. You know, he's too easily noticed.
Right, and he could, because that's not, I don't think that's out of their realm. They have all the money for it. They can do whatever they want.
So do we draw the line as far as who's sacrificed and who's hoped? You know, how do we decipher?
I would say, I mean, in my opinion,
if you hear about it, it's probably a hoax.
No, I'm just saying that if you research Juan and you find out it's a big hoax, it almost pertains to all of them, because if you don't want to go down. I mean, you don't.
Okay, want
to
here's
doing
the,
that
like a guy
every
named
day.
Bobby Stills. This guy, he was a professional player, right? He played for a few teams. Now, he died in a car crash. This was probably 15 years ago. He died racing a teammate. I don't have any reason to believe that he didn't die in a car crash. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, people die. That's the thing. But all these big actors that are protected and have security and all the other shit that they have, and maids, and, you know, all the shit that they can buy, those people don't go out in a car accident, because they have drivers, they have all kinds of shit that we don't have.
Well, you're forgetting the driving.
Well, they race. Yeah, they were race. People race. Rich people race.
People who don't have to commute just enjoy driving, because it's fun.
Yeah, but they're not going to, I mean, I honestly don't think they're going to risk their life. I mean, they're in a role that they have to play.
I'll give you an example. Okay, Paul Walker. Almost. We all know the story of Paul Walker and how he supposedly crashed into a tree. But he was in a hypercar, right? Like, so how does a hypercar lose control, right? Like, to me, that seems more suspicious than someone, you know, a helicopter crashing, right? Like,
that happened like 2 miles from where I'm at right now.
And I can't think of the movie
Paul Walker,
that I watched.
Where Paul Walker died.
Right.
Yeah, but
and that car that they said lost control, like, I just find it hard to believe that that kind of car could lose control.
I thought the tire blew up because it was like over 10 years old or whatever. I don't know.
That's what they said. Yeah, I think that's they were old tires on Yeah, I think that was it.
But
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
It's just so funny because that happened right near where I'm at right now.
Huh, that's funny.
Yeah, you brought that up.
Yeah, but there was a movie I seen. And I can't remember the name. I would have to go back and try to research it or whatever. But when I was watching it, I was thinking, that's Paul Walker. Because it acted like him. It kind of talked like him, but it didn't exactly look like him.
Well, there's theories
him.
Out there that all
was.
Of these people are related in Hollywood, right? And they have, like, the same
or
face.
That they're the same person.
I think
they kill
them
off. I mean, yeah, I think some of them they kill off and they become another person and come back and nobody knows the difference. They have a lifetime.
I always wondered why would you use the same person for another role? Just
the fuck
like,
with people.
Because how many people do you
is
want?
Is that why? Is that really the reason? Because otherwise, like, they're like, is it that rare to find somebody who has those attributes where the system or whoever the powers that be needs a person to fill this role? They can't get a fresh person where they got to recycle their people.
Well, I have an explanation for this, because there's plenty of ideas out there about, like, the conditioning of celebrities from youth via, like, you know, transgenderism and mind control, MKUltra. Once you go through all that work on somebody and they can't do it with identity anymore, it's easier to reuse them with a new identity than let all that, like, investment go to waste. I'm sure it's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of investment, if all those things are true.
Well, definitely Tupac is definitely a media creation. Like, he's clearly someone who was not who he claimed to be, but was a very good actor.
Right, but he came back. He came back as some, he's in a band now with all
Jurassic
old.
5, I find that hard to believe.
If you really look deep into that, it's feasible. with what their technology is to change themselves a little bit. We don't have that because it costs.
Why would he? That just why would he come back as that guy? Like, why wouldn't he just stay wherever the hell, like, get lost? You know, why would, like, that guy? I mean,
because I think these people come back to influence the masses in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, but that guy's not influenced anyone. They're dead. They've been dead.
I've never even heard of this band.
Yeah, Jurassic 5. Yeah, they used to be popular in the early 2000s, I guess, maybe. Or
I also didn't know Kobe Bryant died, though, so, you know, I'm not a great observer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that one really hit me. I don't know why. I mean, not saying it has to be real, because I like Kobe Bryant, but it just seems like, again, like, he hadn't come out exposing anything at the time. You know, there's rumors now that he was coming out to go against, I forget, some environmental thing, I guess, he was on. But,
yeah,
that's just a storyline, right?
Right, but the way they pull these psyops off, they either hit your heartstrings, they hit your family strings, they hit your music strings, they hit every string that you have.
Sure, they want to get you emotional, so you suspend your ability to critically think.
Yes.
But to me, like, I'm critically thinking about the crash, and I can't figure out why they would hoax that.
More recent one about Tiger
Woods. Yeah, but there's that cartoon. I mean,
the accident.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not feasible to me that they would put it in a cartoon first, and then it would happen in reality.
Yeah,
I mean, that's some synchronicity. Yeah.
Oh,
that's very weird.
But isn't that because Kobe flew in helicopters everywhere he went, like, way more
exactly.
than a normal person?
That's part of it, too. You have to factor that in, too.
Does sometimes the celebrities die on accident, or no? They would, if a celebrity died on accident, they would replace that celebrity with a new one. Because
have we ever seen Kobe flying in a helicopter, or is that just a backstory?
No, he did.
All these
he did.
CIA
he flew to games to get to the games because
back.
Of the L.A. traffic. He helicoptered into games to avoid the traffic. So, I mean, it would be easy to verify that he's at, you know.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I just don't see it, but I could be wrong. I'm not afraid to admit I just don't have enough evidence.
When you have a lot of money, these people have a lot of money, allegedly, right? So, like, sometimes you make decisions that may cost you your life, right? When you
not just a lot of money, like a constant influx of money, that is a lot. Which is slightly, it's not just they have a lot of money, it's that they constantly keep getting a lot of money. Like, the constant income of obscene amounts of money. Which is slightly different than having a lot of money.
Sure, right. Sure. So, is it, you know, you think people think they're invincible, you know?
Like, they can't even spend as much money as they make.
Like, the most recent celebrity, DMX, he allegedly overdosed, right? But he's allegedly had drug problems, you know? So.
Well, so does Joe Biden's son. Isn't that something we can all just relate to now?
Sure, I guess. I mean, I can't really relate.
I was being sarcastic and drawing attention to the media, normalizing it.
Right.
Yeah, but with Bo Biden, there's also this thing behind him, which he was 47 when he died, or 46 when he died. Biden's the 46th president, and at his inauguration, he said Bo Biden should be president, which is weird. So did he really die, or is he president with a mask on?
Well, there's a lot of creepy things going on with that Biden character. So I don't know. Sure. Like I said, a lot of this seems, it's just, I guess at this point, I'm just going to sum it up to gaslighting, right? Because I don't think they're really presenting us a CGI Biden, like is being suggested in some circles. But they are trying to give off the perception, at least, like you know, so
yeah,
they're even
trying to give up the perception that he's not in the real White House, which why would they do that? I mean,
exactly. This doesn't make sense.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me unless they're trying to actually tell the people that can see that we don't have a president right now. We're unprecedented.
Do you think that's unreasonable that they would do things to instigate figuring out who's actually paying attention? Yes. If we're getting to a point in society where we're trying to find out who's going to get vaccinated and where they're at.
Yeah, but
so there's so many ways
people.
They're separating us now.
Yes.
And potentially
and
who's paying attention and who's not. So the more they can do and get away with, the more they can push.
I mean, they're even moving.
Purple plate.
So it
is
now.
I'm really
quiz. The Assyrian.
Psyoptic. For
you are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
I mean,
who
with the social networks and the platforms and all that stuff, they're moving people. Like, if you're Republican, you're going to go to Parler. If you're, you know, they're moving people, and I think that's just weeding people out, in my opinion.
Yeah, I
think
they got pretty, people pretty
so
much
you think they don't like
part
Republicans?
Of mentalized. Go ahead.
Because I thought it was, I thought, like, half of the people, like, a lot of the people, Republicans, because that's how they divide people. You know? It's not like they're trying to get rid of the Republicans. They need them.
No, they're not trying to get rid of them, but they're trying to separate us just to where they can weed
isolate
out.
Isolate their ideas so they're not threatening alternative party.
Yep.
Further division than is already existing.
Yeah, but they control their narrative once they get them loaded on a platform.
Yeah.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in the White House right now to see what's actually going on, right? Like,
oh, what you'd see is that there's nobody there because they're in the fake White House.
Are you serious?
What are you guys talking about? Like, I don't really
see
what are you guys talking about?
All the
about
Biden right videos of him signing executive orders and stuff like that. The wall is like at the corner of the wall. You can see it's a prop. It's not even the real
really?
White House. Yeah.
So what do you think's going on in the White House though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, still it's still none of like let's just say they're not there. What's going on in there?
Yeah, but my question is, has any of our presidents actually been in that damn White House? I mean,
right.
That's the big question.
Right, exactly, right, yeah. What's actually going on? That's what always fascinated me was like, all right, like these presidents, right? We know they're acting, right? But like how far does it go? Like when the camera goes off, like do they still pretend to be the president? Or like you know what I mean? Like or they how far does it go? Right? Or where's the buck stop, right? Like is Biden literally well obviously
right.
Biden's not doing anything. I think that's become obvious.
He's acting like he has dementia or whatever.
I saw a pretty amazing video a few months ago. I think it was his first inaugural address, like a month after he was elected, where he was supposedly giving it in the Rose Garden, and some YouTube truther was funded to get a room nearby where he could get out on the window and like look out at the Rose Garden, and he was like live streaming while Biden was supposedly live streaming across national news that he was giving a speech. And the guy in the this was also during the time of the National Guard, and they had locked down the whole Washington DC National Guard still there, but the White House was dead. There was no news there. There was nobody there talking. You couldn't hear clapping or anything. Like there was nothing happening there. And this guy had as good of a view as you can have while not being there.
Well, not to get too kooky, guys, but it just brings up the fact that, or the question that, look, are we dealing with something that's not human here? Like I didn't think you were referring earlier, like maybe something like a possession, right? Like
I was referring to gang stalking.
Oh, as far as demons go?
Yeah, I'm not going to put that out there for this.
Right. Okay. Well, I am. I'm putting it out there. Like, I think there's something else going on and it's a cover. Now, is David Icke, is he right in his assessment of what's going on? I don't know. But like you were saying, Linda, maybe it's allegory for what's actually going on. But obviously, Biden... Or Obama, right? Obama seemed confident enough, right? But he's not running anything from the White House, right?
Right, but this is the way I see it. If we're searching for our inner self, which is considered basically light, I guess, if you want to say it that way, then the people that rule this place are searching for their selves, but it's the dark side. It's not necessarily an entity. It's just they're going with their dark side of their humanity, which we all have. I mean, can't say your dark side hasn't come out at times in your life and you feel,
sure,
you know.
But this is a dark on a whole different level, you know. Like,
I mean, we want to see it that way, but is it really? Is it just that they're tuning into the dark side and using it to their advantage, just like we would do if we saw our light side and used it to our advantage? I mean, I just look at it like there's no entity controlling anybody. Your thoughts are your thoughts, and if you want to follow the MSM, then that's your choice. You're just not logically thinking at that point or whatever, but you have free will to bow out of that anytime you want if you choose to just look into something that you heard that wasn't correct, but they don't. That's my thought on that, because these people don't want to research. They just want to follow the experts, so-called experts or whatever.
Not only do they not want to, I don't think they know how anymore.
Well, I mean, they may not, but that's kind of their fault also, because they just quit learning.
Yeah, but it's part of the conditioning from education system now, right? Like, they get people using tablets and phones instead of computers.
Yeah, and we asked this question the other day, and I don't think anybody ever was able to answer it. Why are we here and everybody else is in the MSM world?
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody here uses the computer, which is the most useful tool to do any research.
Right, but a lot of people that follow the MSM also use their computer to follow the MSM. So why don't they go a step farther? I mean, there's no answer to that. It's like,
there's so many answers to it.
Sure. I mean, with these individual stories, right? Like, that's your point. Yeah, we all have our own story on how we got here.
Right. But when you get down to it, you can't honestly say they're being controlled, because why aren't we being controlled?
We're being manipulated every day. We've just acknowledged
manipulated, manipulated is different than control. Like somebody controlling your mind, or
if you're being manipulated and you don't realize it and you act in the favor of the manipulation, you're then being controlled. That's the distinction.
No, I understand that, but you're not being controlled by 5G towers or microwaves or, you know, all this stuff that they're putting out there.
No, I don't think
that can get in your mind and all this stuff.
If someone gets sick from 5G and then thinks they have COVID and go get a positive COVID test, which is bullshit, and then propagate the COVID theory, they are now being controlled by 5G. So, like, there's a lot of various ways.
In that regard, sure.
Yeah, but we can do that with, like, literally anything. Like, everything is a control mechanism, but if you let it be that, it is.
Yeah, that,
the only way you aren't being
that.
Controlled is if you acknowledge you're being controlled and come to your own conclusions. But as soon as you start trusting authority in any respect, you're fucked and you're controlled.
No, I agree with that, because, I mean, these people, at least at this point, are incapable of seeing that they are being controlled in any way, shape, or form, or even acknowledge that fact. So,
I guess for me, the mystery is, like we were asking earlier, what if they're not in the White House, who is?
Cabal?
But I don't think anybody
who
has
is that?
In the White House, because I think the cabal,
I'm
or
not
whatever
to say
you want
it
to call
on
it.
Oh, okay. Well, I know what you mean. Trust me, I get where I know. You're right. I know. But that's people would argue that that's just surface level, right? Like there's someone behind them, right?
Yeah, but there is a hidden hand to how this place works. There's a hidden hand that we will never know.
Well, my question
is, probably
is
have
that
a
who's in the White House?
They run it. One way or another.
No, there's somebody above the White House. There's somebody above the military. There's somebody above everybody. And we will never know
globalist?
Who that is.
Not directly, but you can identify their institutional power source and their motives.
Yeah, but there's somebody above them, too, because, I mean, all these...
it's not turtles all the way down. there's a point of ultimate control. Like, there's a top funder of World War I and World War II. There's a number one investor, and number one profiteer of events in history.
Okay. I understand your concept. I have looked into all this. There's somebody above them telling them to do that, because that money is being funded throughout other projects and everything else. They always have a scapegoat because they don't ever want to be known. That's my issue with that, because if we knew who controlled this place, we could take them down.
No, there's no secrets. We know who's, like, for instance, like,
no,
I think the joke with Ab. Ab owns his house, right? But he doesn't, he says he doesn't own it, right? He may not own it outright, but he controls what happens on the property, right? So he's responsible for whatever happens on the property, even though he says he technically doesn't own it. It's the state, right, that owns it. He's the one responsible for whatever happens on the property. Like, if the grass isn't cut, it's not the state. You know, I don't, you know, you can, it's up to him to cut the grass. So that's what I use, like, when I was using an example of who runs Hollywood, right? Like,
who's the shepherd for the cattle?
You can see who runs Hollywood. Is there something behind that? I don't know, but we can, like, that's, who's calling the shots is clearly, it's not a secret who's calling the shots.
Yeah, but see, I just see who's calling the shots as another actor playing the role, and it leads you to find them. But that's not the end of it. You'll never.
So my
know.
Question to you is: do you think there's actors in the White House, or people that are like real movers and shakers that are really making real decisions out here?
There's nobody in the White House that can make any decisions or do anything without somebody's approval and top-down authority, in my opinion.
So would you assign that role to the Pentagon then? Is that where the real meeting,
no.
the rubber meets the road? Do you think?
No.
Is the Pentagon Israel yet?
No. The Pentagon is not it. It's also a
part. It might as well be, but I mean, whatever. But I personally think there are real movers and shakers in the Pentagon and the White House, like people really connected to like the plan, so to speak, right?
The very blatant plan that has been documented for decades and has been very consistent.
Yeah, that plan.
To me, everyone that's in the White House and the Capitol building and all that stuff that comes out on the world stage are thespians. They're playing their role, in my opinion. I mean, far back as Reagan. I mean, Reagan was an actor.
So you hold the Pentagon in the same regard? Like, you think there's nothing going on in there that, like...
No, just take Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, go back to their days. And look at
Cheney actually shoot someone?
Who knows, but I mean, that was the story.
Oh, that was such a funny story, though. Oh, my God. How do you shoot a guy?
I think that's probably real. I don't know. I don't, like, why not, right?
I was too young to call
it. If it was real, they'd hide it. If it was real, they'd hide it almost, right? They'd, like, hide the real thing.
Was there, like, a conspiracy justification for him accidentally getting assassinated?
What?
Well, say it was real and Dick Cheney killed him and could get away with it being an accident. Was there a reason to kill that person? I don't know. I was too young at the time to pay attention.
Oh no, I don't think so. I mean, the guy was just, he was just an old guy. Like, he was just another old
stooge. But
like,
remember that the guy that got shot apologized to him for being in the way.
Yeah, and it's probably, but that makes sense, though. Like, how do you end up shooting someone, right? It has to be their fault.
They weren't wearing enough orange.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for embarrassing him. Like, the guy got on and apologized for getting shot.
I never thought I'd
God,
be in here playing
just,
devil's
like,
advocate
only,
for Dick Cheney, but... like.
But that's just going to go... It's just going to show, like, the news is just showing you who runs things, right? Who, you know, the who's who. Like, this guy can shoot you and you'll apologize to him. Like, you're nobody.
To me, it seems like a guy like Dick Cheney, obviously, he's kind of fits the profile like a Dr. Evil type character. But, like, if anyone's connected to the real movers and shakers, it would be him, right? Like, he seems like he would be a link between, like, these actors and like, people who are really, you know, so-called movers and shakers, right? Like,
Yeah, but... I mean, just like the mafia works, or you know, the cabal, or whatever you want to say.
Mafia
they have
is local.
People.
Global cabal is cabalas.
But I'm just putting it in general terms, or whatever. But how they work is they always have people looking out for other people, and if they don't do something right, then they kill them. That's the story, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily true, as far as. But the manipulators and the powers that be run their place. They want us to believe something different than what they're actually pulling off. That's the whole thing, which makes it hard to find out the entire truth about anything.
I think their agenda is plain in plain sight.
Like, yeah, I have to disagree completely. They put out a lot of fake info, but their intentions are very clear. And
sure, well, yeah, there's a ton of garbage out there. But
they
yeah,
do tons of things and don't try and cover it up because they don't have to because it's too crazy for most people to believe.
But like, what intentions are you talking about that they're putting out in open public?
Depopulation and mass immigration. Yeah,
the protocol, the learned protocols of Zion or whatever they're called. Like, if
early
1800s. That's
okay,
what's going on.
Yeah, but let's talk about depopulation. If everybody's lining up to take the vaccine, which is experimental and can cause, you know, symptoms or death or, you know, whatever, are they doing anything to cause that or are these people lining up to take it?
No, it's a form of natural selection, but their motivation isn't to make people healthy and better. Like, that's the thing. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
but it's our choice to be healthy and better.
Yes,
and
but
that's
their motivation as the World Health Organization, the Center of Disease Control, and our elected officials is not to make us better. They're not putting this out here to make us better, and they present the illusion it is to make us better. That is pure manipulation. Even though they release all the evidence to prove the contrary, most people have grown up under the assumption that why would the people responsible for caring for you not be caring for you when they say they're caring for you? Because that's a really big switch to flip.
I understand all that, but in the end,
like, there's a responsibility
fault,
of people with power.
Whose fault is it? Whose fault does it come down to at the end?
Why does it have to be a singularity of fault? Why can't multiple parties be at fault? There's manipulators and naivety.
Yeah, but are you
in
not
the population?
Responsible? Yeah, but are you not responsible for yourself?
That doesn't alleviate responsibility from the person that abuses me. Like, if I get robbed because I left my truck unlocked, yeah, I'm an idiot for leaving my truck unlocked, and it's my fault. But that doesn't mean the person's relieved of sin for robbing me. Like,
right.
Both parties are at fault. And one is much more at fault for being in a position of responsibility and power over other people, you know, in a moralistic sense, at least.
Yeah, but if you look at this life as survival of the fittest, then that doesn't...
Well, these same people paint the image that we've transcended evolution. So, like, there's some contradiction there. They're alleviate themselves the responsibility because, you know, it's natural selection. But at the same time, they're telling us we no longer are subject to our primitive ideas and thoughts, and we should progress beyond them. Like, you can't honestly make both those assertions.
Yeah, but I just think that they've ended up wanting us to blame somebody for our own demise when truly it's ourselves because we didn't think, we didn't question, even though we probably did when we were younger. I mean,
I think it's about taking action once you figure out what's going on. It's up to you to like.
This is like blaming a toy poodle for getting murdered by a bald eagle. Like, that dog should have known better than to go out in the world when it had been bred.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
This dog was bred to live inside of someone's arm and never challenge the world. And it's
all
when it dies.
No, I'm not saying all that. This place is random. And people are good, and people are bad, and people are in between. That's this life. And if you try to change the bad to the good, it's still going to be unbalanced because this life is that way. For a reason, it's built-in population control. They don't have to do anything for that to happen because people die every day.
They do things to make it worse, blatantly and strategically.
Yeah, but people choose to do that. I mean, if people want to be on 52 medications at age 80, that's their fault.
I agree, but there's still an abuse of power and responsibility from those that know better. That's completely immoral. And if you want to say their morality has no meaning, fine. But then, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, but my issue is when people bring up morality, it's one-sided. Completely
one-sided. Would you like to justify the moral decision to propagate sugar and high fructose corn syrup as a healthy diet?
I don't know.
Circumcision?
Sugar, I don't know that sugar's bad, for one, but circumcision, those parents chose to follow
the advice of their doctor, who's been trained their whole life to trust their word as gospel.
And we did, too, for the longest time until we woke up and said no more.
And what did it take for us to wake up?
I don't know. It's an individual journey. Everybody wakes up a different time and place in their lifetime.
I don't understand how you're apologizing.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel.
I don't understand any motivation to apologize for the sins of people that profiteer on unfortunate victims.
I'm not apologizing for them at all. They have to atone for their own actions or whatever. I don't have to atone for them.
Wolves eat sheep, man. Wolves eat sheep. What is immoral about that? Like a wolf eating a sheep?
Nothing.
Right.
Could that be it? Are they literally different?
Whatever. Well, according to the Kabbalah, yes, they do consider themselves a different species. And that is where all of the justification comes from, which is why I present the propagators of the issues as very blatantly obvious.
Right. It's not a secret. None of this is a secret.
A very clear justification for abusing the rest of humanity.
And yeah, there's a lot of garbage out there. They throw the kitchen sink at you. You know, it's up to you to discern what's pertinent and what's not. But it's clear to see, at least on the surface, you know, like now it's up to us to put something together to address the issue that's blatantly at hand. But until then, like, we're just basically, you know, treading water, basically.
Which is exhausting. I've grown up my whole life around water, and as I moved around the country, I've realized a lot of people don't ever swim, and it's fascinating. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Treading water is exhausting.
Yeah, you want to get a good night's sleep? Go for a swim.
Yeah, that's it.
I used to swim a lot when I was younger. I don't go to lakes very often anymore or the ocean very often.
I was in Florida a couple months ago and talking to my family, and apparently the rules now when you build a pool, it can't be more than 6 feet deep, which unless you're really short, that means you don't ever get to tread water.
Yeah, I'm 6'5", so.
Luckily, my family inherited my grandfather's house with like a 9-foot deep end, so you can actually swim. There's a very big difference between swimming and walking through water. It's
for sure.
Yeah, but the 6 feet, I'm sure, is some reference there to 6 feet under. 6 feet apart, 6 feet under, all that crap.
Oh, they claim it's to protect the water table. I mean, it's utterly delicious.
Oh, ridiculous. Yeah, like how deep the water is, you know. But yeah, I'm sure it's for health issues. They're afraid you're going to drown in.
They're afraid it'll lift your pool up. The water table will rise.
In Florida, in a certain area, maybe.
I think it's the entirety of Florida just made it like a general.
A state law?
It's not a law. It's just
like
when,
a state.
In the trades, when you build things, there's rules you have to follow in your infrastructure.
Yeah, that's called
and,
zoning.
Yeah.
Zoning laws.
So just to wrap up, we were just talking about, I think the question becomes, at least for me, is it a matter of who is behind what we can see in plain sight, or is it a question of what is behind what we can see in plain sight? You know, like, is this a spiritual battle, right, as some would say, or is this strictly a battle of normal people versus psychopaths?
I would say it's a spiritual battle because they based everything on...
Justify, at least.
Yeah, they based all these psyops and like 311 and everything else on the movement of the sun. And that leads back to the Bible. So, I mean, it's all like spiritual.
And the best part is that in the Kabbalah, it blatantly says if they inform us before they do it, they aren't responsible for the outcome. which is why we get all this premeditated information.
Right. But usually we don't see it till after the fact because we don't see it coming. Because, I mean, unless you're watching everything they do, all those stupid movies, I mean, some of the stupidest movies are the most pre-programming there ever was. And nobody watches it. They get like a star. You know what I mean? Like
Idiocracy?
I used to watch a lot of movies. I don't watch that much anymore, but yeah, there's a lot of old, like, older that I've seen that were really dumb. And they have a lot of weird info in them.
Well, I think right now, Idiocracy is a movie that...
Love that movie.
You know, was trying to tell us something. I mean, obviously, back when that movie first came out, I probably wouldn't have been able to put it all together like I am, like I can now. But, you know, I guess maybe because I was a lot younger then when that movie came out.
Less aware.
Yeah, but that movie, there's nobody smart on top. Like, there's nobody running the show. It just is it's self-running. What do you think about that?
That's an interesting point.
That's
very
the best part, is that once they accomplish their end game, they're expecting, like, to bring God back and, like, bring on revelations for, you know, to get themselves progressed faster. But what if there is no God? They've just ruined the world for nothing. It's a great idea. Because their whole justification
those
for pushing
people
evil.
Were having a good time, though. They just needed to put water instead of bronze.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a beautiful outcome of the scenario. Or they were all living on, like, a perfectly successful island and not worrying about a thing.
All they needed was one, the most average guy in the world today, to go tell them to put water on their crops instead of Rondo. That's what plants create.
So what were they trying to put? Gatorade on it?
Yeah. Rondo, they called it. It was a great game. Same as
Gatorade.
Yeah. So the only thing Gatorade that wouldn't encourage the growth of plants would be, like, the sugar plants? They appreciate magnesium and sodium, and I guess maybe it's too concentrated?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely too concentrated.
All right. Some diluted Gatorade, maybe they'd like.
Yeah.
They like
that's
water
a good one. So, yeah, I mean, I tend to gravitate more towards the idea of that we're personally, like, we're responsible for the situation we're in. Like, just, you know, if you can reflect inside of your own, you know, realization of your own shortcomings, I think it's just a reflection of what we see as opposed to some evil entity behind it, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that because you can go back to, was it Snow White that was mirror on the wall?
Sure.
Who's the greatest of them all? One in the mirror or yourself? That whole metaphorical story it was telling you where to look. And even Michael Jackson's mirror, Man in the Mirror.
Yep.
I mean, they put it out there where to look. It's within, so.
Yeah, it's pretty deep.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but there's still definitely an overarching force out to fuck everyone.
Well, they're trying to get people to never look there. They're trying. I mean, they've got all the kids in the world right now looking at their freaking phones. I mean, they've never grew up without technology. So, I mean, they're never going to look within, as far as I'm concerned, unless they get to the point in their life where they question something and say, this ain't right, so I'm going to go look here, and this isn't right. Oh, fuck, they lied to me my whole life. I mean, that's where we are. It took a lot to get here, but, I mean, when I found that out, that they pretty much lied about everything, that was kind of a shock to my system there for a minute.
Yeah, but you're pointing out that they lied about everything, and you have to go through something to ever acknowledge that. But at the same time, you're not putting any responsibility on them at all. Which, I mean, I agree it's on everybody, and all we can do is improve ourselves, absolutely, especially now. That's all that's left.
But the way I look at it, okay, say you have a best friend, right? Say you have a best friend that you trust, and all of a sudden they just lie to you, you know, steal your money, you know, do all kinds of shit to you or whatever. do you blame yourself or do you blame them or do you take no responsibility into not being aware of the signs that they probably gave you in the first place?
Again, where I bring up there's no singularity and responsibility, like both of you are responsible. One of you.
Sure, the borrower and the lender, right? It's like how we get our money, right? It's like, oh, well, it's just borrowed into existence, right? Well, it's like, it's kind of like that game they set up for you. It's like they kind
of
like...
Yeah, we're all agreeing to a suspension of disbelief.
Right. So it's like, it's a two-way street. You're both responsible, right? So,
yeah, but
I mean,
when you look at that, isn't that... Yeah, but isn't that where we are right now? The Democrats blame the Republicans.
We're not just there right now. We've gone so far to where it's to cop out from the system, which I completely advocate for and I'm trying to do, isn't an easy task whatsoever. It's not that easy to just...
No, but that's not where I was going with that.
The system's got some benefits too, man.
Right.
Yeah, especially if you're not white.
I definitely think there's some benevolence.
Like, hooked up to the electrical grid, much easier to just pipe in a little
sure.
bit of power, man.
There's definitely some benevolency involved in this, you know, like, there's, I don't think it's just, I don't know. I think there's something, I think that this realm was created, right? And I don't live in fear of an asteroid coming in and destroying us. You know, I don't think that that's.
Well, you should, because they're here every year, and we almost die every year.
Right, right. And, you know, I don't think that that's really part of, like, something that you need to be worried about, because that's just not how it works here, right? I think we're in,
you can't do anything about it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's a futile concern, because you can't do anything about it, right? Like, there's plenty of concerns that you can care about
and
circumvent, but an asteroid destroying the Earth, that's kind of out of your hands.
Sure, but to put that thought in your head, like, you know, or like a nuke, right? It's like the same thing. Like, who could be able to tell the difference if they said one or the other went off?
Exactly.
But I don't think either one is a possibility, I don't think it's something to even consider, you know? After looking at all available evidence, of course, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
Freedomcells.org. Everybody get organized. Start self-sustaining. Detach yourselves from the government. And
I join that.
Powers
I
of
join
be.
Them.
Goodness.
Yeah, like, that's the hard work, right?
Like,
that's the good hard work.
People within
right?
50 miles of me, man, and I live in pretty. I haven't really somebody contacted me a couple months ago, and I did. And then it disappeared by the time I went back on the website. So somebody actually reached out on that.
What website are you talking to?
Freedom Cells.
FreedomCells.org. It's run by Randall something. He ran urban activism for a decade before current events and orchestrated FreedomCells.org. Great idea. Great concept. It encourages people to split into groups of four. To provide different resources to each other to be self-sustainable, and then like monthly meet up with other local freedom cells. The only flaw of it is lack of adaptation, but it's legitimately one of the best solutions to current events. If anybody is interested in doing so, I started one in Portland, Oregon, and it ended up with like 50 people at a bi-weekly or bi-monthly event. I didn't vibe with any of them and didn't keep going, but I instigated a bunch of other people to interact, and it was good for them.
Cool.
Sorry to interject. Phallus, have you seen the Freedom March that's happening across the world tomorrow or today, wherever you are? 15th of May, it's happening.
You said Freedom
March? Freedom March. Freedom March.
Oh, Freedom March. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been a lot of marches this past year, so.
Yeah, no, but it seems quite big, this one, from across several countries and territories.
My first Google result is, scroll a diverse group of former LGBTQ individuals sharing our testimonies and celebrating freedom in Christ. Sounds interesting.
Hmm.
When I first I lived in Denmark for a little bit. When I first went to Copenhagen,
former LGBTQ individuals sharing their testimonies on Christ. I just want to highlight that. I don't know.
Okay. Never mind. I'll tell you the story another time.
No, tell the story. I just wanted to accentuate that with a very dramatic phrase.
Okay, yeah, but it was strange because I didn't know Danish, right? I didn't know. I was just going around. I've been there maybe 1 or 2 weeks in Copenhagen, and I was going around the street, and then there was this march, right? And I couldn't obviously understand Danish, and nothing was in English. So I stopped one guy, and he said to me, I asked him, what's the march about? And he said, what did he say? Normal gay people do not want to be associated with camp gay people. That was the whole point of the march. They didn't want to be, that there was a lot of gay people who kind of act normal without acting dramatic in camp or whatever you want to call it. And that was the whole point of the match.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want the money.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
That's what I want.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. And
was that DD? That was awesome.
Okay, so yeah, almost. So yeah, but March was so specific. It was like, wow, I didn't realize. Yeah, but people could. Well,
I mean, you're using one person's words to describe a march of more than one person. Looking at their website, it sounds like evangelical Christians who used to be.
No. It was definitely a march about gay people who were not. What do they call it? I think they call it non-seen.
Flamboyant.
Or not like super camp and all that shit, you know. Like Queens, I think is the word. And so that they wanted to be separate from the Queens. But this was 20 years ago, but it doesn't matter. Anyway.
20 years ago, yeah. I think it's been circumvented now.
yeah, okay. But it's history, okay. So anyway.
Yeah, but we're all cis now. CIS.
Hey, don't gender identify me.
Anyway,
that's the word they're using right now because that's the original sex you were born with that your mind agrees with.
Weird.
Yeah, it's.
Okay. Before we start a discussion, it's close to 3:30 in the UK, so I'm just going to sign off. So, Boogeyman, thank you tonight for the conversation. Mark, thank you. Linda, thank you. Billy, thank you. Aphalias, thank you. And good night, and take care, everyone. Okay?
Good night, Richard.
Mwah. Take care.
That was very LGBTQ.
Kisses and hugs.
I'm also going to dip out. Good conversation, so I had fun. Thank you.
Later.
Godspeed. See you around.
See ya. So LSP, do you think this place was created by something?
I have no idea. It could have been, though, right? It totally could have been. But happened naturally? I don't know. I don't know about
that.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. It just seems like
especially
too many...
with the time frames that they tell us and the way it happened, like all of the mainstream theories, I think are probably wrong, but what do I know? You know, what do I know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, when you look at birds and bees and all the other stuff, I mean, man didn't. I don't think man played a part in that at all. So.
Yeah, as far as I know, we could just have been some kind of a weird experiment or.
That's
some
what
kind
the
of a slave, some kind of a slave race for something, just a bunch of sheep, cattle
yeah.
for something for some reason. I don't know why.
Or we were put here to be used by the elite, I guess. I mean, when you look at the bee colony.
Farm.
Yeah, animal farm. I mean, when you look at the bees, there's worker bees, there's other kind of bees or whatever, and insects are the same way. I mean, when you look at nature itself, it's like, oh, crap. This is what we were born into, and it's kind of hurts, but we have a mind, so.
There's plenty of great stuff to do in the world, man. There's plenty of plenty of fun to be had, and there's plenty of satisfaction to be found.
Oh no, there's no doubt we were here to experience life at its fullest, if that's possible.
It's a wonderful time to live, man.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, I think there's evidence all around that, this was some type of intelligent design.
Quite possibly, right? I mean, there is signs of that. There is definitely some good theories or some good logic goes into some.
Like the birds and the bees. I mean, you just study them and, I think it's self-evident.
Could the earth just be some ancient quarry? Could it just be some ancient quarry that we're living on the tailing piles of? I don't know. It could be that, too. It's a nice-looking tailing pile, though.
Yeah. Is this just a puddle, like amongst many other puddles?
Oh, like that one, I guess it's a flat earth map where there's the sun goes over the individual puddles. I like that concept. Could be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a huge, gigantic sphere, like a million times larger than they're telling us, and we just like one puddle on it,
Well, what's the one theory, New Earth, where, the Earth is growing? Like, it started small and
I love
keeps expanding.
Her. I love her video. She she goes out
New
and,
Earth,
looks at stuff, She puts her hands on the stuff, right?
Yeah.
She has
some
What's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
She's got a cute voice, and she whistles when she talks. I think that's pretty cute. She whistles when she talks.
Oh, I never picked up on it.
Yeah, but could
yeah.
this place also be shrinking? When you see the giant stories and things like that, and now we're, 6 feet, 7 feet or less.
Right.
There's
people,
I mean?
Spartan Red, I think he says that, the mountains are melted buildings. Dead giants.
All the rocks are dead giants. Yeah, I don't know.
You have to look at.
My skeptical eye on that.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of all that stuff too. But some of the, you can't unsee when you look at Devil's Tower and certain places in the world that they look like giant tree trunks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that that doc from a few years ago about what it was called, but that was the theory.
No forest on flat earth. No forest on flat earth. I love that. That opened my mind. I'm like, we don't really know, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Just don't know.
Sure.
I mean, the Bible.
It could be a huge quarry. That just says it's a huge quarry here. That's what
forest
on flat earth says. It's just a huge quarry.
Right. Right. But the Bible says we are mere ants. So what if we actually are compared to whoever? It makes you wonder if Santa Claus exists at this point and we're in a.
But if it wasn't, if we were ants, then we're not meant to worship our creator.
Yeah, but a creator is different from God. I don't think we're here to worship anything. You see what I mean? The gods of the Bible, I think, are the powers that be. At least when I read it that way.
Sure.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
The creator's not even mentioned in the Bible. So that's a whole different story.
Oh.
And I don't think
that's what
you're supposed to worship anything.
Let us create man in our image.
Yeah.
If I'm supposed to worship something, if something, some kind of an entity, the entity could literally come and tell me, right?
Right.
I don't have to figure this out somehow. That's the thing about religion that's
know. Right. I mean, if we were meant to worship something, I think somebody already would have told you, worship me, right?
Right, yeah.
Right,
Or you will burn in hell, or you will pay.
Yeah.
It would be undoubtable. You couldn't doubt it. It would be undeniable, basically, right?
I might just be misunderstanding, but that's just what I'm saying. Hey, God, you know, if you want to worship, man, just, like, you got to tell me. They make it obvious. I'm a dummy, man. I'm not that smart.
Your buddy Dave J would say that he will do that for you. Like, he will, you know, that's what he'll say.
Yeah, yeah, like, okay, like, right on. Then I'll just sit back and wait. Yeah, I'll just wait for it to happen. That's cool.
Right.
In the meantime. In the meantime, I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to lie. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to steal. And I got my reasons for that, you know? Objectivity.
Right, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. But I don't think anything, there's no evidence that I can come up with that we are supposed to worship anything. And it says that in the Bible, too. Thou shalt worship no other gods besides me. And who's me? Say me, LSP. Who are you talking
about? You think that you're God? I don't know.
No. I already told you.
You want me to worship you?
Oh, no. Did you not hear what I said? Okay. The God.
Worship me.
The God of the Bibles are the power that be and us or whatever. We control our reality. We get to choose what we do through this life. We can be on drugs. We can be religious. We can do whatever we want. That's our God power or whatever. I mean, the creator is not mentioned in the Bible. That's a hidden thing. See what I mean? It's like,
why do you keep bringing up the Bible? Is the Bible a different book than the Lord of the Rings? Is there some more meaning to the Bible than the Lord of the Rings, for instance?
No, I think the Bible's written in layers and everything. If you read it literally, then you're going to worship the God.
When do you think it was written?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't think it's very old. No, I don't think it's very old either, but...
A couple hundred years old.
Whoever wrote it in layers, but there's no evidence in there that you should, other than literal, there's no evidence in there to worship anything. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think we're here
to worship or
pray.
I have to take your word on that, but I thought you're supposed to worship. I thought the Bible clearly states you're supposed to worship Jesus, in the New Testament at least.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but
no, it doesn't say you got to worship.
It says, who shall not believe in me? Yeah, but it says, who shall not believe in me shall perish and, you know, whatever.
I used to go to church and raise my arms up and be like, yeah, Lord, I feel the Lord and all this.
Well, it depends on where you went to church, though.
I went to the Born Again Church.
It was an awesome church. They had an awesome band. The churches I always go to have a good band. I was hot on the Lord, man. I liked going to
church. For instance, I think that Catholics are worshiping
Satan,
but I don't think they're hip to that. I don't think
they're tricked.
Yeah, like I think they're worshiping.
They got tricked hard,
one thing,
man.
I think the Catholics might be running something else.
But the Christians secretly are worshiping the sun god, because the Son of God.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like all...
Sure, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's allegory, yeah.
Yeah, it's all allegory.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But they don't even know that. They think Jesus was a physical person that became a man.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we became the man.
Right.
We became the man. We're both heaven and earth. We're the man.
Right.
I mean, we're the flesh.
So God. You think you're God? You think that we are God, do everything right?
But you're portraying God as some powerful, all-being thing, and I'm not.
Do you think that, like, we, if we work spiritually and we do everything right, that we become God?
No, I just think...
Is the Bible, like, telling us how to become God? Is it, like, the Kundalini or the 33 vertebrae, blah, blah, blah? Like...
Oh, I don't know about all that shit. I honestly don't, because there's so much stuff out there or whatever. But I'm saying that we're in control of our own actions, our future, everything that comes about. Like, each path we take in this life can either lead us down a horrible road or a better road or a good road. And it's all experiences or whatever, just like the Jesus story. And if you get to the point where you're waking up and all that stuff, what do you get? You get persecution from all the people around you and you leave your family and everything else because you're not like them anymore and nobody believes you. I mean, the whole story's there.
Yeah.
It's like
that's what
you're
I like
alone at that
to
point.
Say. If you're standing up for real truth and like and you're behaving like Jesus did, you're gonna get persecuted like he did. Sure.
Yeah. And you're gonna
get
that,
like nailed on a cross and like
not necessarily
no, that's
like
metaphorical.
But you're gonna get rid of
no.
Yeah, you're gonna be
metaphorical.
Yeah, exactly.
The cross that you bear is everything that you think you've done wrong in your life when you take it to your grave, just like everybody else. It's like you always have one regret that you never told anybody.
I have a bunch of regrets that I will tell people.
Yeah. Yeah, you better.
I have tons of regrets.
Now.
I have tons of regrets, man. I could go back to like mistakes I made, and I've wronged people, and
right.
I was being selfish, and those things bother me more than all the good stuff I ever do.
Right.
I forget about all the good stuff I ever do,
yeah,
but I just walk around with like, oh man, I made those mistakes. I feel bad.
Right, but
wow,
guess what
yeah.
happens when you do that? All the mason bricks gets lifted off your shoulder. How ironic, right? The Masonic bricks.
No, say that again. Say that. What happens when
yeah.
I say that again?
I said all the Masonic bricks on your shoulder get lifted off. You don't have that weight
oh,
to
yeah.
carry anymore.
When what? When what? When what do I got to do to get some of the weight off my shoulders?
Just deal with your past the way you think you should.
Oh,
I mean, you
yeah.
know what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? That's up to you. I mean,
be a living.
I've done.
Be a,
yeah.
Be a living amends, I guess.
I think that's the real work in my
or just go find my friend from eighth grade that I stole something from and make him, like, I don't know how to make that right. but I feel bad that I stole something from my friend in eighth grade. You know what I mean? It's just one of the things that bother me. You know? I don't I get what you're
find
saying.
Find his address and just write him a letter. Say, sorry, bud. I grew up. I'm not a kid anymore.
That sounds like what you do in AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, when you are on your road to recovery, you got to make a list of all the people you've harmed, and then you got to go make amends to all of them.
Yes, and it's a 12-step program, which we've all been through high school and all that. That's what
yep.
the esoteric value is in what they actually put out there, in my opinion, is to take the 12 steps to better yourself.
So the founders of AA were aces, right? Probably, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, the founders.
Well, everybody got kicked out for being drunks. Everybody got kicked out for being drunk.
Right.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. I mean, it's like once you graduate high school, that's your first degree in masonry, in my opinion. You go to college, and that's your second degree. And your third degree
yeah.
is the workforce. When you go to work. Work for the man, that's your third degree. And you're getting the third degree when you work for the man, am I right?
Yeah. Is that what they call them, the grades? When you go through grades?
Yeah. You get your degree.
Oh, it's been nice talking to you.
Is that bad to have degrees? Is that bad to have degrees? Is that bad?
No, I don't think so. When you realize, I mean, if you realize what, I mean,
yeah.
you know what I mean. But
right.
No, I don't think it's
right.
wrong to go to college or, you know, read the books or, you know, whatever, because knowledge is knowledge, but it's how you use it at the end. If you're just, I mean, if you're just becoming a nurse or whatever to just go through the motions and just follow what you learned and that's it, and you're just like a zombie, then I don't think that's what it's meant for, in my
right.
opinion.
Alrighty, well, it was nice talking to you both. I'm going to head out.
Yeah, good to meet you, buddy.
Yep, I'm going to get out of here, too.
All right, nice to talk to you, too. Guys, have a good one.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Fakeologist Radio out.
That's all, folks.